Blog Talk Radio.
Harry Boo, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning. Hey, it's a great Sunday morning, and thank you for tuning in this morning to the We Work From Home morning show. Well, it's our Sunday morning show in addition, and got a few things to share with you this morning as we get the week started. And, you know, hey, it was a great week last week. I hope you were successful in your endeavors and things that you wanted to get done. And, you know, just today, we're basically just going to share some things to really help us just focus on our spiritual grounding and have our house in order. And I'm going to start off with this one right here. It says, share with your friends that which you have, for that which is yours is a gift of God. Those who fail to share with their friends are shunned for having a selfish soul. Although people might plan for tomorrow, they do not know what will come to pass. But it is righteousness by which people are sustained. Therefore, if misfortune comes and you have been righteous with your friends will welcome you. Peace will not be found in a city where friends are forgotten and their needs not answered. So, you know, again, share with your friends that which is yours, which really not yours, it's a gift of God. And those, it says, that fail to share with their friends are shunned for having a selfish soul. And though you might plan for tomorrow, you don't know what's going to come. And it is by righteousness by which people are sustained. And that way, if misfortune comes your way, if you've been righteous with your friends will welcome you. And peace will never be found in a city where friends are forgotten and their needs not answered. So it's important as we, you know, we build our businesses and we focus on the things that we're doing to sustain ourselves in this material world. You know, if it was not for the fact that there was a material world, I don't know, maybe we wouldn't need to do business. Maybe we just, everybody could just, you know, just enjoy life and have fun and live in abundance. And, you know, we are in an abundant world. You know, sometimes it seems as though things are scarce when they're really not, but it's because of the hoarding mentality that thinks that we have to hoard things when really we need to share things. And so it's, again, with business, you want to share your gifts, your talents. Share what you're doing with others. Let them know what's going on. And, you know, when we do that, we will be truly blessed. I want to cover a couple points of attributes of leadership this morning. And it's going to be a short program this morning. I'm not going to go the whole 30 minutes Sunday morning, and just wanted to get some things out and, you know, give you something to think about to carry you through the day as you plan for the week. And then tomorrow, you know, we hit it hard again Monday morning with some specific business points and topics. Okay, we're going to talk about leaders and followers this morning, this short segment I'm going to do. Broadly speaking, there are two types of people in the world. One type, and this is from Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, chapter on organized planning. Broadly speaking, there are two types of people in the world. One type is known as leaders and the others followers. Decide at the outset whether you intend to become a leader in your chosen field or remain a follower. The difference in compensation is vast. The follower cannot reasonably expect the compensation to which a leader is entitled, although many followers make the mistake of expecting such pay. It is no disgrace to be a follower. On the other hand, it is no credit to remain a follower. Most great leaders begin in the capacity of followers. They became great leaders because they were intelligent followers. With few exceptions, the man who cannot follow a leader intelligently cannot become an efficient leader. The man who can follow a leader most efficiently is usually the man who develops into leadership most rapidly. An intelligent follower has many advantages, among them the opportunity to acquire knowledge from his leader. So, you know, you need to understand where you're at, your leader or follower. And there's nothing wrong with being a follower if it helps you develop great leadership abilities and talents. You know, a long time, different things I was involved in, I was a faithful follower. That's what helped me develop to the capacity of leader in making decisions. And leadership is also one of the things I'm going to share. I have my own little twist on this. Leadership is lonely. It's lonely at the top because there's not a lot of people that want leadership responsibility. So as a leader, you know, there's a limited amount of leaders that you get to talk to and share with because most people stay followers. There's nothing wrong with being a follower, but eventually you want to move from follower to leader and be a leader in your field. He goes on to say the major attributes of leadership. The following are important factors of leadership. Number one, unwavering courage, based upon knowledge of self and one's occupation. No follower wishes to be dominated by a leader who lacks self-confidence and courage. No intelligent follower will be dominated by such a leader very long. As a leader, you're going to have unwavering courage. You're going to have to do things that people just won't do. You have to make decisions that people just won't make. And, you know, when you're running and managing your own business, your own home-based business, you've got to have that courage. The courage to call a shot. Sometimes it's going to be good. Sometimes you're going to make a blunder. And then when you do, accepting the responsibility for that. But unwavering courage. You know, there's no middle road. There's no straddling the fence. You got to have that courage in making decisions. Number two, self-control. The man or woman who cannot control him or herself can never control others. Self-control sets a mighty example one follows, which the more intelligent will emulate. This is a big one right here, self-control. You're controlling yourself. There's things at times that I want to do that I know I can't do. You know, I mean, I could do it, but it would be detrimental. Self-control. How much control do you have of yourself? And remember, if you want others to do certain things, you got to be able to have self-control. It sets a mighty example for one's followers. Number three, a keen sense of justice. Without a sense of fairness and justice, no leader can command and retain the respect of his followers. Keen sense of justice, what's right, what's wrong. You know, and that's another tough one because a lot of times we don't want to make decisions about what's right and what's wrong. You got to take a stand. Number four, definiteness of decision. The man who wavers in his decision shows that he is not sure of himself and cannot lead others successfully. Again, like I said, you have to make a decision. Sometimes you might make the wrong decision, but you had to make a decision. You got to do it, see? And once you do it, you got to stick to it. Definiteness of plans. A successful leader must plan his work and work his plan. A leader who moves by guesswork without practical definite plans is comparable to a ship without a rudder. Sooner or later, he will land on the rocks. You gotta have a plan. Same with your business. You have to have a plan. How are you going to work your business? What is the plan? What is the plan? What is the plan? You plan your work. You can't do by guesswork. I know people that like to shoot from the hip all the time. You gotta have a plan, and then you follow that plan. This is a big one, number six. The habit of doing more than paid for. One of the penalties of leadership is the necessity of willingness upon the part of the leader to do more than he requires of his followers. The leader's going to do it. I have people that are part of my business partners that I work with, and it's like, you know, know, I do things, and they say, you know, I could never do that. But it's not that they couldn't do it. They have chose not to do it. You know, you got to do more. You do more than what you get paid for. And that's what leverages you to get paid more than most people get paid. Because you do more than what you get paid for. The difference between the person that makes $50,000 a year and the person that makes $500,000 a year is the person that makes $500,000 a year does a little bit more. They both have the same ability and talents, but the person that makes $500,000 a year, he does a little bit more. How much more do you do than the average person when it comes to your field, the endeavors that you're involved in? Number 7, a pleasing personality. You know, leadership calls for respect. Followers will not respect a leader who does not grade high on all the factors of pleasing personality. You got to be able to get along with people. You got to know when to say something and when not to. But most of all, having a pleasing personality. You know, this is so important. Just you know, a pleasing personality. And I don't mean kissing up to people, but a pleasing personality. Nobody wants to be around somebody that's a snob, always condemning. You know, see hope and possibility. You know, have a pleasing personality. Be somebody genuinely likes to be around. You know, hey, this is important. Pleasing personality. Number 8, sympathy and understanding. A successful leader must be in sympathy with his followers. More, we must understand them and their problems. You know, sympathy and understanding. See, that's so key. You have to sympathize with people. You just can't be business. People got problems. Don't mean you cater to everybody's problems. But you at least sympathize and understand. You offer them kind words. You know, you tell them, hey, it's going to get better. No matter what you're going through, it can be another way. What do you plan to do about it to get yourself out of that situation? You sympathize with them and you give them hope. Mastery, number 9, mastery of details. Successful leadership calls for mastery of details of the leader's position. You have to master out in detail what it is that you're going to do, how it needs to be done, and what your requirements are for people and how they need to participate. Mastery of detail. That's what a successful leader does. He deals with mastering the details of what needs to be done. I mentioned number 10 earlier, but I'll repeat it again. Willingness to assume full responsibility. The successful leader must be willing to assume responsibility for the mistakes and shortcomings of his followers. If he tries to shift his responsibility, he would not remain a leader. If one of his followers makes mistakes and shows himself incompetent, the leader must consider that it is he who failed. You've heard the saying of the sports fans, players win the game, coaches lose the game. The coach accepts responsibility for why the team lost. He gives the credit to the players for the win, but assumes the responsibility for the loss. And it's the same in business world. You know, if you're a leader, you assume the responsibility for the mistakes that are made. It's your job to orchestrate the team. Your job to make sure that what gets done, and you have to assume the responsibility when it does. Okay. Number 11, cooperation. The successful leader must understand and apply the principle of cooperative effort and be able to induce his followers to do the same. Leadership calls for power, and power calls for cooperation. So you need to have people cooperate. And a willing spirit of cooperation. So, you know, that's what we wanted to share this morning around leadership, sharing your gifts, your talents, people that are part of your team or that work with you. And it's so important to do that. And I'm going to close out with this morning. Of being happy, 10 steps to being happy. Living a happy, resilient, and optimistic life is wonderful and also good for your health. Being happy actually protects you from the stress of life. So make sure today that you smile as often as you can. Number one, be grateful at all times. We have so much to be thankful for. And laughter is the best medicine. Find something that you can laugh at today. News is stressful. We got that news the other day about, you know, the shooting in Colorado at the movie theater. You know, we need to filter, you know, our news intake because news is stressful. Get less of it. You know, I don't like bad news. Don't bring me no bad news. Number three, have a spiritual religious connection to the Creator, Almighty God. You know, by singing, chanting, praying, meditating, it fosters inner peace. And I always have this saying, I don't believe in God, but I know God exists. There's a difference between belief and knowing. You know, the difference between knowing and being. We're made in God's image. We are all special, but we're also different. Manage your time. Time is invaluable and too important to waste. Time is more valuable than money. So manage your time. Express your feelings in healthy ways. Make sure the words you use are short and sweet because you never know which ones you have to eat. And holding a grudge is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. So, you know, your feelings have to be, you got to have your feelings, got to be in a healthy way. Number six, work smart instead of hard. Work on things that you feel worthy of your time. Happy is the man or woman who works and play and cannot tell the difference between the two of them. You know, your work should be like play. Seven, learning is a joyful experience. Try to learn something new every day. Number eight, physical exercise. Walk, run, or jog. Everyday workout for at least 30 minutes. There's no more than a 30-minute walk. Number nine, make a contribution of time, talent, and money to a cause, something that you believe in. You're going to your house of worship today, you know, make sure you just don't go. But, you know, be supportive of whatever is going on in that institution. And number 10, let go, let go, let go. Be the change you wish to see in the world. By Mahatma Gandhi, let go and be what it is that you wish to see. If you want to see a good world, you be a good person. And with that said, hey, this has been Bob Jahi on the We Work From Home Morning Show with some meditative thoughts this morning and some thoughts on leadership. And, hey, have a wonderful day and a great week. And we'll catch you again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. And we'll be going over some specific business tips tomorrow. So, hey, until next time, God bless you. And God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be back on these airways again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Take care.